meow. Right meow. You're starting right meow.
Meow. Ba, ba, ba,
da, ba. Hey.
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 Switching girls.
Switching,
I don't know.
Two girls, one show.
I have a stroke.
Hi, Blythe.
Aww. Hey, Blythe.
Hi, Aaron.
Hey,
Hi,
Aaron.
Hi, Alpha Bottom.
Hey.
Hi. So, did you call me up the bottomus?
No, I said up the bottomus.
I didn't say anything.
Oh,
I could have called you hippopotamus, but that would have been.
I was
a
trying
rude.
To say switching gears,
my,
but
my
I had a
sister to this day, I've been doing toy reviews for almost 10 years. My sister cannot still say the name. She's like Opatropolis.
So
what
is it?
Hip hop the bottomus, whatever.
Oh, hip hop the bottomus is
hip-hop,
my favorite.
I know.
Woo. Hip-hop-de-bottomus.
Op-de-bottomus.
Ooh, Op-de-bottomus is good,
too. That's a whole other story.
That's a whole
other
story.
Whole
he went ghost
story.
Hunting
I went ghost
while
hunting.
He was here.
Yeah.
Where?
I've been
Cowtown.
In Cowtown. Are you guys from here?
Yeah.
Oh,
Cowtown. No.
My friend. Oh, well, okay, fine. Forget you then. They took me to,
everything.
They took me to Cowtown. You know where that is.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's apparently, like, really old, like,
1800s.
Period. Yeah, 1800s
yes.
kind
okay.
of thing.
Okay.
And my friend lives out here, and he does ghost investigations, and I've known him for years now.
Bob.
And he's Bob Gilmer, Slime Blower Bob. And what's that?
What? I'm trying to wave a bro in, but he
come
just
on
kept on.
Come on, keep on.
Come on
come
in.
On
hey.
Come on, Darren. I know
oh,
who that
Darren.
Is. That's Darren. Hi, Darren.
Hey.
What up,
hey.
Dr. Pepperman?
Join the fun. We're doing a podcast.
We're podcasting, Darren.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
I don't have any Dr. Pepper for you.
No.
Pepper?
So I don't have Dr. any
pepper.
Soda for you.
That's okay. I brought my own.
Good.
Oh.
Yay.
So real quick. So he's like, I wanted to make a whole vacation out of this, not just the weekend. Because last year I came here, it was just the weekend, just for the con. But I was like, you know what? I want a little vacation. I want to do more stuff. So I want to go out there. I want to relax, have a good time. And I'm like, I've always wanted to go on a ghost investigation with
me
you.
Because he doesn't believe.
No, I do. I do believe, but I think there's more explanations. Like, oh, that was a ghost. No, it was a rock falling. So I mean, I think there's more explanations for it. But anyhow, so we're sitting there, and they took me to this really creepy place where apparently the guy, the spirit, hung himself, and he goes around scratching people.
Bob won't go in there.
Bob won't go in there. He's been scratched, and he promised. He said, I won't ever come in there if you tell me what your name is. And he heard, it's like, Philip. He heard the guy say his name. So he's like, well, all right, I'm never going to come back in here now.
Peace
so
out.
I go in there, and number one, I'm not very afraid of this kind of stuff. So they're like, hey, go in there. Okay.
And then
so I go in there.
He was live broadcasting.
I was
the
live
whole
streaming.
Thing.
I was live
so
streaming.
So I'm
it.
Watching this in my living room.
And she's
and
scared.
I'm just, I'm like, I'm getting freaked out just by the stuff that's going on. And I'm laughing my butt off.
Yeah.
I love ghost stuff so much.
I was really excited. I was really excited to do it. So we're all sitting there, all quiet. And then all of a sudden, and then the other person,
literally,
and
he's live broadcasting this. He's like flinging the phone around. There's
what's going on? What's happening?
Hellfire is just
raining
down.
They put a flashlight down, and there's a frog on my big toe.
Perfect.
That I did not feel at all. And then I saw it, and then, and I screamed, and then the little frog hops away. And I'm like, so even if a ghost, I'm telling a ghost to come in, if you're here, come and tug my shirt. So I'm like, even if there was a ghost here that came up and smacked me on the back of the head, I clearly wouldn't even feel it because I just had a frog on my foot and didn't even know it was there.
Did you croak?
But I'm bummed.
Oh, no.
Peanut gallery.
I need them to all behave.
Bye, Aaron.
I have been
okay,
told
good.
That, like,
it's at the Broadview or Broadmoor.
Where is this place? Because
is
we gotta go.
Oh, we can go home.
Cowtown? Well,
oh, no,
I've never been to Cowtown.
The Broadtown Hotel or
it's the it's
Broadview.
Broadmoor or Broadview.
Oh,
so if I walk in and I'm like, yo, I'm here to chase some ghosts, are they gonna look at me weird?
No, they might.
Okay.
Broadview, as in the one right down the street.
Yeah.
That's where
you're
Emerald City Steampunk was.
I also think my house is haunted.
We could literally spend like episodes talking about ghosts.
We could turn this into a ghost
in October.
Podcast.
You have to come back in October apparently and go ghost hunting.
Can you really?
Because we were going to do that.
I would totally do. Apparently at Cowtown in October, every Friday night, they do ghost
I could take
hunts.
You some really creepy places.
They're not creepy.
Why
and see,
you take
here's the thing. I don't,
places.
Don't, like, when I go into the place, like, I said, don't tell me anything. I don't want to know anything about it. I just want to go in and you seriously just ran out there, grabbed pizza.
My husband called me.
I'll take you nice places when you come back. There you go.
There you go.
Hey, well, how long here?
Till Monday.
Till Monday?
Monday.
What time do you leave on Monday?
9:30.
Never mind. Oh, at night?
Night.
Okay. You need to go to this little deli at Central and Hillside. It's called Boca Deli, and you will have the most amazing grilled cheese you will ever have in your life.
Grilled cheese? I don't think I've had a grilled cheese since I was his age.
Well, you need to do it as an adult and revisit it.
It's about time to do the grilled cheese thing.
Do it. Do it.
We're all just staring at pizza that has now magically shown up on the table.
Hey. Yes.
And it smells good.
When you're an organizer, have a piece of pizza.
Oh, I can't.
Hello. Well done.
Got try.
Oh.
That does look pretty good, though.
It's Taco Pupa from Foo Foo. Who else makes the
pizza? Wait, what?
No.
Whoa, this is weird.
It's Taco Pizza.
It's weird and fantastic.
She said Taco Pizza. I instantly think Taco Bell. I'm like, did you mean Mexican pizza? And she's like, no, a taco pizza.
Oh.
In California, yes, they are.
You know what?
This tastes. Well, yeah. This tastes like nachos, but on pizza.
Yeah,
that's magical.
It's kind of a weird thing. It doesn't make sense.
There's a pizza place in Derby, which is just south of here.
I've been though.
Yeah,
Taliano's. That's where you got stopped by the wind turbine and you freaked out.
Well, that was in Hutch.
No, it wasn't. You said Derby. You said Derby on your...
Did I?
Yes.
Pay no attention to me. So what are we... Oh, we're...
Get it together,
we're
guys.
Yeah, we're podcasting here. Hi, people.
Hello.
Who have no idea what we're talking... We're talking about random stupid stuff.
What we do all the time.
That's kind of our life story.
That's literally the basis of the podcast.
Yeah. How stupid can we be?
Switching gears. Well, we're switching gears.
Yes.
Yeah.
To talking about ghosts.
Yes.
No, we're switching gears away from talking about ghosts.
No, we're going to talk about
your YouTube channel for just a second.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because you came on our show, so we're going to pimp you out.
Oh.
For Tree Fitty.
Tree Fitty.
There you go.
Tree Fitty.
we do that.
Don't hate on my pizza. I'm, as an organizer,
he's still eating it.
So
he's
still eating it.
I've grabbed stuff where I can. I'm telling you right now.
I do not discriminate when it comes to food. Like, if it's there, I will eat it. So,
I discriminate.
So what are we talking about? We're talking about your channel. What about it? What do you want to know about it?
Tell us.
Everything. Tell us about yourself.
Tell the audience all about yourself.
Well,
we'll pimp you out.
I have a YouTube channel, youtube.com/team. No, that's not right.
Read it off the back.
I know. I have to read. youtube.com/optobotomus. There, my Facebook page is facebook.com/teambottoms. I get confused very easily.
Team Bottoms.
That's
Facebook.
Bottoms? Like,
bot.
Oh, got
bot.
Bottomus.
That's why that did the whole, like, but, did you say up the buttomus earlier? That's why I thought that was what I said.
Okay.
Because people will do that. Bot.
That's okay. Nobody has ever spelled our name right.
Nope.
Wait, what?
Aaron.
Wait, what?
I did.
It wasn't on the table.
Bloop. Wait, what? Which
it's
name?
It's Gears with two E's. Because I thought it was clever, because my last name is Gear with two E's. And
it's always about her.
Yeah. Well, this was my idea, and then you made it better, so it's whatever.
It's my idea, and then you made it better.
I'm jealous.
Wow.
That's why we do the two girls, one show now.
Because I'm the funny one.
Yeah.
Wow.
I have to sit here.
What?
Hey.
So, back to the channel.
Back to the channel.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Back on track.
YouTube.com/optoponymous. I guess you could say I'm a professional toy reviewer.
I would agree with that. That's pretty cool.
I like saying that I focus on Transformers, but the problem is that not all the time are Transformers out in stores. So my main focus is Transformers, but there's other things that I like. I like Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
Cool. I like...
You've done a whole comic book stuff. Ghostbusters. I like the Ghostbusters. And the Iron Man toys.
I like Iron Man toys and Hot Toys and Sideshow Collectibles. And
we love Big Bad Toy Store and you for the convention this year.
Yeah. Jeez, listen to you. I am not even trying to plug other things and listen to you. Big Bad Toy Store was a wonderful, wonderful group of people. I contacted them and said, hey, they are doing an amazing charity auction for canine karma.
Did you see how much we raised?
Yes.
$1,100.
That's awesome.
$1,110.
Good job, guys.
Him and Big Bad Toy Store donated a Fort Max. which is like the thing to have or get a hold of right now.
Yeah.
Retails for about $150.
A 2 foot tall toy robot.
By the way, Aaron, whose head comes off? You hadn't seen it in Wichita? Toys R Us has had it twice.
Well, I wasn't there. I said I hadn't seen it.
He said had it twice. Had it twice. Both times. Disappeared.
Yeah. Boom.
So it's hard to find.
I don't work there anymore, but I'm
dropping food crumbs.
That's okay. You're making a mess. This is why we can't have nice things, guys.
It went for $260 last night.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. I'm so excited to be able to.
All the physical therapy for Samson.
I think that's, well, then they just picked up 3 puppies and a mom. Yesterday too. So
really,
it was a surrender.
See, and I love, if anybody ever watches my videos, I love
your cat. I have in the Fort Max review.
Yeah. Yes, you have kitty cats. Yeah. I got 4 cats. The oldest one is named Gracie. She's a bitch.
I'm not wearing it today.
You guys couldn't hear yesterday. That on there. But what, a kitty cat?
No, I have a shirt that says "Show me your kitties," and it's got little kitties on it.
Oh, that's witty.
Mm-hmm.
It's witty. You got jokes.
Witty.
I gotcha. So oldest one, I'm shouting out my kitties. Oldest one is Gracie. The next oldest one is Burger.
Was she in the video? Who was in the video?
She has been in videos. She was in my original G1 Fort Max review.
Oh, okay.
She showed up in that. And then everybody started thinking that all my cats are going to show up in videos when I have to use my kitchen table because the things are too big. So Burger showed up. The next one is my little baby girl Luna. Just my little Luna Goblin. I love her to death. She's psychotic because we call her Lunatic.
Get that it? Makes me Luna, real happy.
Lunatic. It's great.
I knew you love talking to him.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And the newest one is Tux. He's a little D-I-C-K.
I think you that's most cats.
There's kids. Oh, no, there's no kids.
Yeah, there's no kids.
He's
so
a
dick.
He's a little dick.
Oh, then you're legal to hear me say bad words.
Yeah.
Right,
okay.
Mom?
Is that no, like, Mom?
Is that
too late.
I censor myself.
Is
I
that
try.
Like,
we try and censor ourselves
is that
when there's
like
anybody
Sir
under
Lord
18.
Dick Pat?
Yeah, that's my boyfriend.
Yeah.
Sir Lord Dick
Pat.
Well, his name's Richard.
Oh, if he's watched Deadpool, there's
fine.
No saving this podcast.
Oh, you've seen Deadpool?
Okay, do you
want to
hear
your old sister's
seen Deadpool?
Do you
want
to see her the story of Deadpool?
Oh, God.
No.
Okay.
Ryan Reynolds.
Do you want to hear something? No.
Okay, don't, no.
No.
Don't take that the wrong way.
He
no.
said, "Mom, me and my friend are going to. Can you take us to the movie? Watch Deadpool." Yes, I can. You have money for yours. Your friend has money for his ticket. Yes.
Oh, you didn't know about Deadpool.
I walk up and I said, "I'm. There's two. I'm paying for one. He's got his money for Deadpool at such and such a time." And he looked at me and says, "Ma'am, it's a rated R movie." And I went, "What?" I looked at him, and I said, "Well, can I just, he's allowed to go." And I'm like, "No, you have." So I'm like, "So I have to pay for my own ticket to sit and watch this movie?" And they're like, "Yes."
That makes sense.
How did watching Deadpool with your mom feel?
That's a very good
she
question.
She was back here. Me and my friend were up here.
Oh, okay.
Doing the cool mom thing.
I looked back at her awkward moments, and she's like,
yeah, that had to have been awkward.
Can we get back on track to talking about cats, though?
Oh, cat. Yeah, back on cats.
This is my cat, Zazu, and he has a dick on his face.
I can't.
Well, mine doesn't have any genitalia on.
Oh, my God, you
guys. Let me say that.
His real name is Blackbeard, though.
The Blackbeard.
His name is Blackbeard.
Is he a tuxedo cat?
He is.
Uh-oh.
Black and white,
oh.
Yes.
No, tuxedo.
Oh, I don't know what that means.
No, that's
like Sylvester the cat.
No, you're going to be educated.
Oh, no, he's not a tuxedo.
I have dogs.
No, he's just black and white. I have
this
a dog,
is,
too.
This is my little tux.
Oh, goodness.
Just
You should rename him Mustafa.
Why?
Because he looks
that's
like
tough.
A Mustafa.
No, he does not. He's precious.
Yeah, he Mustafa.
His tail.
Is that who was in the Fort Max video?
Yeah.
His tail is like that big.
Oh, because
it's all fluffy. And it goes around and it knocks stuff off the table.
Yeah, he was like trying to take out Fort Max.
Yeah. And
we got that video playing out there, too, by the way.
Yes, I am.
Mustafa.
He licks his junk on camera.
His name is Mustafa. I rename all the animals.
You've renamed my cat.
Yeah, his name is Mustafa.
Don't know how that works.
Oh,
but,
she does it.
But yeah, he's...
No, show me your other cats. You've got more cats.
God.
I got a lot of
this is like the only reason I babysit my nieces and nephews because they will sit there and they will want to look at my cat pictures all day and it's fabulous.
You're that aunt that comes over and watches all the cat videos.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm trying to find good pictures.
I taught my nephew to say nom 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 when he eats when he was two, and he did it all the way up until he was seven, and my sister-in-law was not happy.
So we're at TF Expo.
Yeah, we are.
And we're talking about cats.
And a tie.
And eating taco pizza.
We're supposed to be talking about...
That's what that means.
Yeah, he's a Transformers.
Transformers or something? Y'all like Transformers?
Who's your favorite Transformer?
Bill.
Cool.
I just lost Bill.
Well, let's see.
Bill the Transformer.
I like
Bill. Bill.
It's okay. Is that like
the Phil
song
that I've been
singing?
That's true.
There's Kravitz, G-Man, Phil, he's the Expo guy.
What was his name?
Phil.
My favorite's Bumblebee.
This cannot be easy.
Love you.
Pardon me. I eat pizza and drink Mountain Dew. Probably bad.
No, wait, come back.
But it's probably confusing the people that are trying to listen to this podcast. Shut up.
No, I've got to show you a picture of my other cat now.
Okay.
Did you
ever
figure out what that was my old kitty that I had.
She always sleeps with my RCs.
We're showing cat pictures.
Yeah.
This is taken over very
How do you feel, Blythe?
Well, I like dogs.
The Octomotomus.
I like dogs, too.
This is a cat that
I have Dougals. I have two moron Dougals.
I have a 19-year-old Pomeranian.
I have heathens.
Okay.
I have to watch Maggie.
I have children, too.
These heathens are furry and sharp claws.
You have three chitlins.
I have to watch Maggie by myself.
I have two chitlins.
For the week.
One of them is here selling art
training.
Really? Doggy daycare for the week.
I'll watch her. But can I bring her over?
What?
Because I'm going to be at your house a lot.
Right.
I'm
going to
be lonely. So can I bring her with me?
Yeah.
Okay, good. We just go ahead and get that out of the way now. The podcast. In the middle of talking about cats.
Fantastic.
Where are your cat pictures?
This is me trying to look artsy fartsy with pucks.
That's adorable. I like the T-Rex shirt.
Mustafa?
Mustafa!
The T-Rex shirt.
You notice that?
Yeah, because her name's Besaurus Rex.
It's true.
And I want to get her T-Rex stuff. That's my call.
What is that
We
mean?
Were doing like kaiju noises earlier.
Because
it was fantastic.
I love dinosaurs more than I love most people.
I like dinosaurs.
We were doing kaiju noises. It was fantastic.
I love dinosaurs so much.
Here's a random story. This was actually really cool. So this is Dan Gilbazan.
It's me. But all the rest of it's white.
It's Dan Gilbazan. It's Dan. That's my car. So I was like, Dan, you did Bumblebee's voice. Stand in front of my Bumblebee and act like you're confused by what you're seeing. And
your picture?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that was you.
Yeah, so
he posted
like,
that on his Facebook page.
What?
Yeah, like...
Dan Gilbazan is
was
stealing
that?
My pictures?
When was that? When did you take that picture?
He's a
favor.
When did you take that picture?
That was
so happy.
Was that last year?
That was literally a week before Expo last year. That's
he
where
posted
I met him.
It on his Facebook page.
I saw that.
He Can did. I swear to God,
honestly,
he did.
I think it's his wife that shaped that.
I think,
or Giselle did. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not a cat.
No. We gotta go back.
Hey, you have to like the Bumblebee Camaro, okay?
It is
which he just
cool.
got fixed.
I got excited.
Thank
over
God.
That car.
I did just get that.
I was expecting a cat picture though,
Hold
and
on.
Then it was a car.
I'm desperate.
I wouldn't be that excited if it was a cat picture.
I clearly
That's
have. Oh, here's another. I'm just gonna name drop. Do you guys watch television?
Sometimes
television,
yeah.
Yes.
Television, yeah, it's an amazing thing. Have you ever heard of the show called The Goldbergs?
I've heard of it,
but I've not seen it.
It was on a Hulu.
It was on a Hulu.
It was on Hulu.
It was on a TV.
I don't have Goldberg. Cable.
That's the real Adam Goldberg inside my car.
Nice.
I like how you bribe people.
Wait,
with
that's
your
car?
That's
yes.
my car.
We just went over this.
I was looking at cat pictures.
I'm gonna need you to get it together.
Never
gonna
happen.
That was a blast.
That is pretty good.
Catastrophe.
Oh,
that is pretty good.
No, puns are the best.
Puns with the
I
cats.
I need you to be quiet.
That's all right. You want to know what Ava's been running around asking everybody?
Mm-hmm. I don't.
What do you
know
call an owl that's a magician? Our magician.
What?
A Houdini.
See.
Houdini.
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 Like, what do you mean
he
makes an elephant and a rhino?
Elephino.
Oh, we're in that part of the podcast.
Apparently.
No, we're going back to cats.
No. I like
I,
this
I
part.
Seriously.
This part's way better.
Why can I not
be aggressive?
Be aggressive.
Buzz.
I'm very upset. Can talk amongst yourselves.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
I'll
let's
I'll
take control of our own show now.
The Civil War was never
ooh, it was not civil at all, yo.
I'm offended.
No, Gettysburg is pretty
legit, man.
Dude, ghost tour in Gettysburg, though. get back to ghosts. So I went to Gettysburg when I was in high school for.
What is happening today to us?
Everything.
So I was. That's
what. We're switching. Okay. We're switching a lot of gears.
Yeah.
Oh,
there.
I like you.
Right in there. Right in there.
Nah. So I was in Pennsylvania in high school in Gettysburg, and they went on a ghost tour. And I think one of the creepiest like ghost stories I heard was about how these girls were on an elevator and they were trying to go down to the basement of this building, but they ended up like. Past the basement, like the sub basement, and they opened the door and they were like back to Civil War times, and like doctors are trying to grab them, and there's people dying, and there's soldiers like with missing limbs, and they're like, nurses, nurses, we need your help, we need your help. And they're like grabbing them out of the elevator and like giving them saws to like cut off people's arms and stuff. And they screamed and they got back in the elevator and they like pushed a bunch of buttons and then they got back to current times.
That's one of my idea. What was going on just now, but you're sending me in for the cosplay contest.
I didn't understand any of that.
No, but I can. Go do it.
Okay. So now you're reviewing channel.
Usually happens.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Oh.
We'll make it happen.
Switching gears to. No. That's crazy. Not more cat.
Back to
cat.
She like literally is like 2 pounds.
I can't believe we're back to cats
she's,
again.
She's so tiny.
I love great like, kitties. Her name is Fluffabottomus now.
Fluffabottomus.
Fluffabottomus.
All right.
Okay.
Fluffabottomus.
Mustafa and Fluffabottomus.
Okay. Well, hold on. Come on. Oh, you want to hear a good story? You talk about Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
Just did you know that there's an actual city in Pennsylvania that is called Intercourse?
Yeah. How about Blue Balls?
There's a city.
Did you know?
And I signed you up. It's written.
Very closely.
It's done.
Yay.
What am I doing?
It's down in Lancaster, Coalcracker County.
Did you know that if you go to Hershey Park...
If what?
If you go to Hershey Park in Hershey, Pennsylvania, they give you chocolate for free.
Yay.
Because you pay for the admission. But they give you chocolate. Like
I did not know that.
Yeah. You go to Hershey Park and you get free chocolate.
That kind of
they give you like the little Hershey's kisses and then they make kissy noises at you.
In Hershey, Pennsylvania.
It is greasy.
They will give you
greasy.
Hershey kisses on your pillow.
Fluffabottomus.
Fluffabottomus? She's not very fluffy.
That's okay.
Server.
She looks like she's loving though.
Yes.
And very soft.
I like
she
the eyes.
Is very,
see?
She's got very nice eyes.
I think
we
should know more about Pennsylvania.
No.
I think
we
are all the ADD.
Fun fact, one of our guests here actually did the voiceover for the Zales commercial.
Fuck Zales.
Whoa!
Whoa!
Tell us how you really feel.
Yeah.
No, I worked there, okay? Fuck that place.
Use
other words like fuzzy donkey.
Oh, I like that.
That's him showing off his fuzzy donkey.
Where have you been?
It's like, hello.
I enjoy the term floppy donkey as well.
Fuzzy donkey. Well,
nice.
That's a whole other.
That's we do not have a donkey show.
That's a different. Yeah. That's a different podcast.
Yeah.
It is two girls, one show.
Friendly podcast on TFX.
Yeah. When we first.
This is what
started.
Happens. Oh, here's my burger baby.
I never promised it was family friendly.
Captain Speckles.
I always want to call those cat patches, and then I'm mad at myself because I can't think of anything more clever.
You want to see the cutest video in the world?
Oh, yes.
Is it yes, cat?
It's Tux.
I love
using
how they
the
said
box
that
for the very
in unison.
First time. Tux using the little box for the very first time.
That doesn't seem very cute.
Oh, it's adorable.
I want to see it.
Oh, we're watching a video of a cat. Scratching in a litter box. It doesn't get any more
we're
real than this.
We're supposed to encourage them.
How did you get in my
shower? My husband
so
is
proud
three shades of twisted.
Mustafa's going potty. Good job, Mustafa.
Mustafa. That's right. I can't. So that was Gracie. You seen Gracie?
What were
we
gonna say about
did
when
you
we
hear
started?
What? Did you hear what my
I don't
husband
know
said?
Anymore.
No.
What he said? Hey, you want to see the cutest video in the world? And then you look at it and it's, how did you get in my shower?
His jokes are not very good.
Oh, whatever.
I thought it was funny.
I thought it was funny.
Awkwardly funny.
So should we end this so you have time to go to the cosplay contest?
Isn't it in here?
It's at 2.
In here.
I think it's
yeah.
in here.
It'll be...
Okay. So yeah, because
my thing's behind.
I have one final picture
yeah.
of my
kitty. Oh, okay, show me.
This is
the
lunatic.
Most random
that's
podcast on the face of the earth.
This is like
our house.
Oh,
this is like our house.
Killer?
Killer.
That just... Because lunatic?
More interesting.
Killer.
It does look like a killer cat.
Kind of.
Killing. Or Steve.
These were random cats that were at Cowtown. That's one
oh,
kitty.
Oh, yeah, because they
and
keep them there so that they go
meow.
Mousing.
Meowtimus.
That one?
Yeah, Meowtimus.
Meowtimus.
And that one?
Fat Boy Slim.
It's a gift. It's really good.
that.
So you excited to be in the cosplay contest, boy?
No, I have no idea.
Are you in the cosplay contest?
Apparently.
I want to cosplay. I'm cosplaying as Optibottomus.
Oh, I'm going to lose now.
But you can't use your Optibottomus voice with your wife.
Yeah, but here's the thing. No, I can't. That's one thing. So, okay. So if anybody watches my videos. You ever, I have a...
Which we'll post a link in the description to his YouTube channel.
There you go. So I'm a salesperson. I'm trying to showcase videos. So my voice gets a little bit higher mm-hmm. when I do it. Mm-hmm. And it goes from...
Oh, God.
I'm so excited.
Hey, guys. Thanks for tuning in. This is Optibottomus coming to you with another video review. So it goes up. Yeah, yeah.
Why didn't you never do radio?
We can get to that. That's another. So
radio.
So
I have my own radio show.
People have asked me to do it, and when I was growing up, it was like a dream of mine to do radio. I would have loved it, but it's like I don't like school. School can stay in school.
But school can suck it.
Yeah, but I was like, oh, no, I don't want to do this anymore. So I didn't stay in school long enough to do the whole thing.
I have a degree in theater, and I do it.
Oh,
degree in theater is basically nothing. So,
magic.
Yeah.
So what was I
sociology.
Saying? Oh, so the Optibottomus voice. So yes.
His wife gives him a hard time.
She doesn't like it because when I'm sitting there and I have a tendency that when I'm explaining things, my voice does get a little bit more high pitched. So she's like, "Don't use your Optibottomus voice on me." And I was like, I didn't even
Mrs.
realize that.
Optibottomus.
Mrs. Optibottomus. Mrs. Optibottomus. I'm like, I didn't even know that
Mrs.
I was doing
she's
that.
She's on Bottomus. continue.
So, that's the end of the story. Oh. She doesn't like it when I use the Optibottomus kind of voice. She calls it the Optibottomus voice I'm explaining things.
That's funny. I like that.
But I would love to do radio. I always imagined. This is cool. It's like I would dream. I don't know why. Like that late night radio DJ that has like a really deep voice. I don't have that deep voice, but like a really deep voice that sits there. Kind of like that. That was creepy as you slowly stick a piece of pizza in your mouth.
Perfect. I love it.
Wow.
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
They can't?
Never mind, you don't get the joke.
No, I don't. So,
I'm real sad. It's bad. Oh, he's going to be in town soon.
Who's?
Jeff Dunham. No, Jeff. Not Jeff.
I saw him.
Where did that come from?
Who? Jeff Fafa.
Because he does the... Oh, Peanut. I didn't get that joke because I don't watch creepy ventriloquists.
I saw him like 2 weeks ago at the Orange County Fair.
Nice.
Second time seeing him. He's hilarious. He did. I'm putting out here on the podcast. He said that we couldn't. He said, I need you all to promise not to do this. What are you doing?
Oh, I was just making sure we're still going.
Oh, are we still?
Yeah.
Hi, people. Okay.
Keep talking.
So, he's unveiling a new character. Exclusive. Switching gears. Exclusive. He's unveiling a new character. It doesn't have a name yet.
He'll be here in December.
It's a big, ugly baby.
That's horrifying.
It really is. But it is an Irish baby.
Oh, that's even better.
With a little bit of an Irish accent. And he drinks a whole lot of alcohol. So, it's a drunk baby.
So it's Baby Herman from Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Kind of. But not as drunk.
But more Irish.
But much more Irish. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And he was literally, Jeff said, he's like, this is literally the third time I have brought this on stage. So he's like, I'm working on material. He literally had his phone there.
Oh, and he was searching through jokes.
He was doing his jokes. He's like, I'm testing this stuff out. So if you guys
laugh. That's what all the new guys do.
I know, right? I'm like, you're Jeff-a-fa.
That's what all the newbie comedians do.
So he's sitting like,
I don't
know.
Like, they sit there and they have notebooks or iPads and stuff.
And he's going, and I was like, I can't understand anything. It's just a wee little Irishman. And I'm like, I can't understand anything he's doing. I said, I'm drunk. And I'm like, it's not funny.
So it's like most Irishmen.
Like that's racist. Really.
Yeah, a guy that bites bats' heads off.
Basically, yeah. But yeah, there's a spoiler.
Cool.
He's got a new character. He'll probably and he'll come out there, and he'll be like, "So I've done this." Are you seeing him? You're seeing him?
I've never seen him live, but I've seen his stand-up.
You're going to see him.
I don't know. We saw him a couple years ago.
I thought that's how this got brought up. I thought you were seeing him.
No, because he did not room like Peanut does.
Peanut.
Who was it?
Yeah.
That he was introducing at that. Oh, no, he was trying out all the Halloween jokes.
Yeah.
And what telling us about all of the Halloween costumes that he was going to put them all in.
Maybe this is a good way to end, because now we're at 30 minutes.
Hey, no, I was going to ask, what's your favorite toy?
My favorite toy?
I've wanted to ask this the whole entire time, but you guys kept talking about cats.
I'm apologizing for that. Currently or just in general?
Both. Both ever.
Currently, as I said, I'm a Transformer reviewer. Mm-hmm. My favorite toy right now is the head for Fortress Maximus. It is, his name is Cerebros. It sits on my desk and I just sit there and play with it.
Okay.
I just transform it over.
So you play with a head all the time.
He's getting a head. Okay.
What about?
I'm focused. I'm ignoring.
That's what I'm trying to be like.
Yeah, yeah. Of all time. Of all time.
It was last year.
My wife.
Oh, that's really cute.
Isn't that sweet?
Yeah.
Take his wife, please.
This is on bottomist.
Okay.
This is that's on it, the bottomist.
This is on the bottomist.
Right. I like this. Good ending there,
Mr. That was it? We're done?
Thank you,
Mr.
Botanist. Oh, you're going to edit
it and you're going to cut all that off.
I wish, no. But I'm just going to upload this whole thing.
She's going to upload the whole thing. So we can hear all of the ADD.
Yep. I'm just going
to... I told him he is so similar to me. He's like my spirit animal.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, Aaron, thank you.
I was going to say, I have something now that...
And thank you, Hippopotamus.
No.
For coming on and having fun with us.
Evil.
Yep,
that happens.
Goodbye.
Oh, yeah. Bye. Bye. Bye.